Hello, good morning. So we're here with Christian Feuillette of AVI Canada, who is here in Oroville at the moment. Welcome.
Bonjour, merci.
And Christian, let's just jump right into it. What are you busy with? I mean, I remember last time we were having some issue regarding the Inuksuk. What is the situation today of the Inuksuk?
Yes, you remember the... Je peux parler en français,
en anglais. Français, en anglais, okay. Comme tu veux.
Alors, ok, on va switcher de l'un à l'autre. Bon, le Dr. Moyle, at the end of last year, with some exchange of letters, I think. So now, my position is that the Inukshuk is a sculpture. So, it's not the Canadian pavilion at all. So there is no, not much problem to have a sculpture even in the European area. And even Friederike from Germany, who is the chairwoman of the AVI now, AVI board, she says she, elle se sent honorée d'avoir l'Inuksuk dans le, dans la, l'emplacement de l'Europe. Mm. So there is not much problem to have the sculpture there.
So the issue is because of the positioning, because now that area is part of the European, the plan is that that area is occupied by the European pavilions, isn't it?
Yes.
And but the Inuksuk, like you just said, is a representative from a native kind of ancient marking space, and so
yes.
It doesn't disturb anything. So where are we at now? Last I heard you were trying to bring water there to...
Yes, so our project, when I come here, I came just for 1 month. Because last year I came 2 months, I was with my wife, Andre, and she helped me a lot. But because of her work, she has to stay there. So that's why I come only for 1 month. I missed her, but it's okay. So in 1 month, I have a... There is not much time to do all the work we want to do. There is a project of garden around the Inukshuk that we have since a couple of years. And to have garden, we had to get water besides. And also to protect the garden, we have to build a fence. So in 3-4 weeks, I have to do all this. And in Oroville, working in Oroville, it is not easy because it's complicated. Because everything was set from Canada for the water tap, and water service started the work. But there was some complaint about permit everything, so I had to wait for 1 week. One whole week to meet the people of the international zone and to restart the work.
Okay. But the whole site itself will not be fenced. Only the area around the Inuksuk, or is there a discussion about trying to protect the
Yes,
whole
we
area?
Have we have discussed about that. And Louis said the whole area will be fenced by March, in 2 months. So... Maybe it would be great, but Monique and B and many people think there will be people passing. We cannot stop the people
pathway.
Passing.
There's a natural pathway there. Is that what there is? Est-ce qu'il y a un petit sentier là-bas que les gens utilisent?
Yes, this path will be put on the other side.
Of the fence.
There is no problem for that.
Okay.
I have a little question. You are involved in this AVI Canada.
Yes.
Since quite a while. What is the purpose finally of AVI? What is the vision of AVI Canada? Regarding the job that you are doing in a big place like Canada, at least?
Yes, we have a board of 6 members, and the board we decided together. Although I am missioned to do this work by the board. to have the garden, to have a nice place. I would have liked to put a fence on the whole spot, but it was not accepted, you know. And even the European pavilions, they want to plant a tree, mm-hmm. a symbolic tree. So Monique and I said, why not put this tree in the fence? Mm-hmm. Because it will be protected. Mm-hmm. But they think there is some magical thinking that this is a divine protection and the tree will not be harmed. But it's not true because there is a neem tree, you know, in the spot. And when I met the design of the fence, Monique said, no, we have to include the neem tree because it is damaged. And even this night, one branch was torn.
Off. Yeah, and the trees.
So it's very important to protect our land, our plantations.
And I have another question. You are in touch with all of us since quite a while. You have been here for...
In Auroville?
Yes.
Yes, the first time I came, it was in 70.
So now it's past almost 40 years. You are nearby.
Yes.
How has changed Auroville in this long period of time? What have you seen as a change, in good or in bad?
Oh, you know, I think you, Aurovillian, you are too close from the press. You see problems, you see yourself stuck. But when we are from outside, it's very clear that there is a lot of development. It's incredible, all the development we have since this decade.
And how did you think we can make it better? How can you facilitate as AVI this kind of development of Auroville that we have as a potential? Because as you said, we don't see our kind of thing as it is because we are into it. We are too much into solve it out our
yes,
problem.
Yes.
We don't see our potential. You can suggest somehow.
Yes, this is a good example, the work we are doing now, because last year we in AVI we had a very nice meeting and we put money to have a new well in the international zone, and this was done, you know, by AVI. True AVI.
Where is the well actually?
It's just nearby the international house.
Okay.
And but the connection to the Inukshuk was supposed to be made at that time.
And?
But it was not done. And after that they have met a connection to African Pavilion, which was not planned. So they say after that we have no money to make the connection for the Inukshuk. That's why our board decided to pay for it, to pay
the connection,
the whole amount for the connection, to pay for the fence. So I think it is an example of what can be done, you know, underground.
Yeah, on the practical
by
side.
AVI. For sure, we have to deal with many people, Lavender, Tatati, to get permit, everything. That's why it's complicated.
But these are more man-made complications, don't you feel? Or do you feel that something could be done to make these things a bit faster or simpler? Or do you think this is just part of the...
I think it's part of the processes, of the process. It's like that. We cannot do anything.
Well, I think we're always talking about the two tendencies of one is the energy to do things and the other is the energy to find how it all fits together and how it will harmonize, and there's a little bit of tension in that process all the time.
Yes, it's very clear for us. You have the master plan people, so they keep on their plan and they say, no, it's impossible to make anything if it is not in the plan. And we have a good example with this tree, European tree, at the meeting a few days ago. We discussed where to place, to have a place for this tree. And somebody from the this master plan side look at the plan, say, no, there is no place for a tree.
But so, yet in the field there's nothing there, only a sunny field.
So that's it. Well, I think the master plan is a very good thing. And we have to respect it and maybe try to do it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if we are too much stuck with this master plan, we don't advance. And during 40 years, there was not much made regarding the international pavilions. I don't speak about Bharat Nivas, about Unity Pavilion, the language, lab, etc. Mm-hmm. But pavilions, national pavilions, there was very few.
Just the American house, that is not even American pavilion.
Anymore, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, because
and the Tibetan pavilion and the...
Yeah, Tibetan pavilion, it's on the...
So with our ideas, in fact, we're actually blocking the activities that could actually take place or the progress of certain things because we're quite fixed to ideas. I mean, if we could just be a little bit progressive and allow the energy to maybe happen...
Yes.
Would there be a danger of it becoming chaotic? And would there be a danger of it once being established that people would not want to change or move?
That's why the two tendencies, the two attitudes are right. But we have to work together.
Yeah.
And for sure, we can do anything. It will be chaotic, anarchy, not divine anarchy because we are not here. And on the other side, if we are stuck with the master plan and we don't want anything to be made without this master plan, we are stuck also. So, at present, there is nothing in this zone. It's a...
big empty field.
Yes. No man's land, we can say. But this land belongs to Auroville since a long time. And there are encroachments more and more by villagers. And temporary occupation is a very good thing, like Krupa side, Sankalpa, Oro creation. This is very nice. It doesn't come in the master plan, but we can say all this is temporary, but many things are temporary in Auroville.
We are definitely temporary. As a human being, so we need to be open to make the people that are going to come having the place to make the new things that we are not able to do it because the time maybe is not ready because we are not able. So we need to really have a sort of situation where we know that it's not the last thing that should be done forever. So
no, for sure. But what is important is the process to work together.
Absolutely.
And try to forget our desires and mental plans, but I feel the need to move on. So some of my partners in AVI are thinking I am a little bit I put some pressure too much pressure maybe, but
no, I think it's okay for things to move. No.
Yes.
Otherwise, they just don't move. There's so much apathy in Auroville and in India anyway, where things just nothing happens. So, to get things to move, it's a balance between pushing and being patient.
Yes, that's it.
Here's my question: do you think that the time for the international zone has come? Do you think that the international zone being an integral and useful part of Auroville, do you see its role being now? That role happening now?
Frankly, I don't think any government is interested, except the Indian government. Any government is interested to put money in Auroville, you know. So, at present, we have to have an individual initiative but not...
So you think the international zone will have its role as a liaison with the governments of those countries more so, and that right now we're waiting
maybe
for that interest?
Maybe when we will have some development, some interesting things. But if we have nothing to show to these people, they are not interested. If we have some temporary realizations, and we can say, okay, this is international zone, people of the whole Earth want to work together, and we have this, we have that, maybe they will get interested. But if they said just a plan, and we ask them, give us money and we will realize this plan. No.
Can I ask you if you feel like there's so many things that need to be realized in Oroville? Do you feel that realizing the international zone, like for example, we need a proper eco-service, we need proper roads, we need proper pickup, we even need proper help with the farms to pick up vegetables. I see everybody driving around on a TVS, you know, 45 years later, that seems a bit silly that we haven't organized. So I'm just saying that, we don't have a fire engine in Oroville, we've just got an ambulance. So there's a lot of things that we need in our daily life. Do you think that maybe the international zone is focusing on that one area, but do you think that perhaps the Oroville International used to focus on all of Oroville, and now maybe it's been diverted more into just the international zone? What do you think about that?
Yes, we have another project in AVI Canada. It's the name is Vision Future. It's to help young newcomers when they become Orovillian to make fundraising for them. And it works since 2 years only, and we still have four candidates. So we try to get for them the home deposit. So that means 2 lakhs. So it's a help for them to start to have a housing, and so it's a new program. It's not.
And where does the money come from? This is collected money.
Yes, it's a fundraising. It's for young newcomers. Yeah. That means below 35.
Yeah.
And we send the notice with a picture of the person, and people who are interested give for this person.
Wow.
But the money remains to housing department.
Yeah.
And if the person leaves, like Julien last year, he left just 1 month before becoming an Orovillian. And we have collected this amount for him. So this amount was shifted to the another candidate who is Nassim from Iran.
It was a beautiful initiative.
So we are very glad for
great.
That. And our new candidate is Tahir from Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm. I have a little. I have a question regarding the effort that you are doing with AVI to help the young people to settle down in Oroville. Behind our studio has been built the La Maison des Jeunes.
Oui, yes,
it's a project that is providing shelter with a very...
Yes, it's a marvelous project.
Is it possible to integrate in the international zone for... what do you think?
Yes.
Because I spoke with one of the members of this team, and I have suggested to replicate this kind of project in
yes.
other areas, and sometimes it's difficult to find a place where the people they can temporarily put in place this kind of...
Yes, it would be a great idea to have this similar Maison des Jeunes
in international.
Actually, 10 years ago when we were building the American Pavilion, Frederica wanted to build little capsules like that for young people around the American Pavilion, and I said, let's just go ahead and do it. Because we had the toilet facility and the water.
No,
for the
it's
American.
A very nice project for young people and international zone. It would be a good way to occupy this wasteland.
By the way, by international people from all over the world.
Yes.
So, if they will be asked you to get some support into an international zone to get the place, I mean the land, not the money, to make this kind, to promote one of these Maison des Jeunes in the international zone area, you will be happy.
Yes, for sure. But each AVI has his own
surely
priorities.
Yeah,
you know?
Speak about yourself, not about what
yes. AVI. We were glad to help the radio last year a little bit, but because we believe in this in this unity. So I don't know if we have to talk with my partners in AVI, but it would be a great thing. It's a kind of temporary occupation.
Exactly.
Which is marvelous.
Yeah, the same here. They have made it in a way that
and,
is marketable.
I hope there will be nobody to say, oh, we have no place in the master plan for that.
Exactly, on the plan. I want to open a little opening regarding the money that EVI gave it to the radio. At this point of time, we were almost dead. We were trying to get out of a very crisis that we had for almost 1 year, and now we have new energy and new support. What do you expect from the Auroville Radio to provide to the AVI and the Auroville?
Yeah, I think you do a great job, and I think you want to have more frequencies, I don't know.
We're trying to get an FM license, which will then affect everybody around within the 20 kilometers.
Be great.
But as it is now, as internet radio station, do you think we can make it something that is not yet in our programs to provide more information about whatever the VI or part of the life in Auroville that we are missing? You have some suggestion to give us?
Not really. I like your work.
Okay, good. We hope to. But do you listen to the radio when you're in Canada?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Do you listen to the meetings?
Meetings, yes. Okay. Yes, I was following the international group meeting, everything.
Good.
Yes.
Okay, well, we hope that whenever you have more ideas about how the radio can perform and connect, and it maybe can perform a function also for the AVIs in terms of information dissemination or something like that. That would be really great. We would like to add that in. Is there something else you wanted to tell us?
Repeat that I hope we can work together, people with mental plans in their head. They should maybe forget a little bit about the mental plan and go more inside in the inner being. And that's how we can connect together. So I do have hope for Auroville. It's difficult. It's not an easy process, but I think if we concentrate on the heart, we can understand each other and maybe
move
on a little bit.
Common point is that both of you want to do something in the area, so we just have to
give
a little bit for those things.
We all want things to move on.
Yeah.
So it's difficult, but we can. Arrive to a common view somehow.
Yeah, with the process, I hope and I'm sure you'll get there. So you're here still for a little while. You have a mission.
Yes.
Water and fence.
Water and fence and garden.
Okay.
So I hope we can finish this week. It's very difficult because sometimes people don't come when they're supposed to come, or they came the day before they were supposed to come. So it's quite complicated. But I hope we have this project finished. And next week we have celebrations and activities in the zone.
Who will look after the garden when you're gone, Christian?
Yes, there is a team at the Canadian Pavilion. I spoke a little bit with Carl Sang, also with his
her,
students. Surely we can arrange something with her.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Christian. Thanks for coming.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
It was in English, but it's, I hope.
La prochaine en français.
Oui. My English is not so good.
No, not so bad.
Thanks
a
lot.
So much.
Thank you.